Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 345 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the equipment section. We're still wading through equipment that we've seen before in Ninjas and Super Spies. Today's batch includes 5 different bug detectors, still no guns, a sensory equipment section, which actually does include a bug detector, which is cannily not located in the bug detector category, and the beginning of the emotion and stress detectors, which include a polygraph machine, a biomonitor system, and the psychological stress evaluator, a voice recording gadget that supposedly indicates when you're lying, but is actually bullshit. You may recall that we talked about this last gadget before. We've talked about most of this before. At least half of this equipment was already present in Ninjas and Super Spies in Season 1, and you know what that means. As we've been doing the last couple of days, it's time to delve into transdimensional Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and, in lieu of any new Heroes Unlimited business to talk about, discuss the most wonderful thing on a random page of this much better Palladium book. I'm rolling the dice now. I've rolled a 14, and that means we're going to be talking again about human mutants. Now, if you've been following the podcast since the beginning, you'll remember Radio Baby. You'll remember that this book contains rules for human mutants who have evolved away from what we think of as a normal human shape and physiology, with the result that in some cases they look like floating fetuses. Human mutants may also, however, lose certain features that we think of as typical to humans, like hands with opposable thumbs, or they may not have arms at all. Evolution is a harsh mistress. However, as we all know from science fiction, what evolution taketh away from the body, it giveth to the big psychic brain. Thus, we have 2 special exclusive psychic powers only for human mutants who lack human appendages. There are in fact 2 variations on the same power, ectoplasmic hands. You may remember from the psionic section that despite their dumbness, I do love the ectoplasm powers. My only complaint about them is that as goofy and fun as it is to extrude this luminous material from your pores and use it to make little tentacles and stuff, it just isn't very practical for a lot of purposes. Now, finally, we've got a good use for ectoplasm. There's 2 versions of this. The first one is just ectoplasmic hands. Quote, a vaporous, luminous set of hands extend from out of the character's arms. These are agile and very sensitive. They have the equivalent of advanced touch with the same skill bonuses. The strength and reach of an ectoplasmic hand is exactly like that of a normal hand. Likewise, the size of the hand is proportional to the character's size level. It goes on to say, they work just like regular hands. Each one's got 10 SDC. If they get destroyed, you can't make them again for like 2d6 days because of the psychic feedback, and you have to maintain concentration on them. Mutants can only use 1 psychic power at a time when they're using mutant animal rules. So a human mutant who also has telepathy or whatever would have to drop the hands to use telepathy and vice versa. Somewhat of an interesting restriction. It helps avoid the non-disability disability that can sometimes be a problem in comic books. Like, you've got a character who theoretically is disabled or, shall we say, differently abled. I mean, this is a character with a totally different body plan, one that maybe isn't meant to have hands. It's not part of the standard body of the species. That's just not part of their physiology. It's not like they lost them in an accident. You want to play a character without hands, but you need some way to get around all of the impediments to adventure that come with that. So you replace it with a thing that makes it so that everybody forgets you don't have hands because it makes no difference. That's not very satisfying. Here you've got an alternative to hands that has a meaningful difference. You can only use 1 psychic power at a time, so your hands turn on and off. You use your hands when you have hands activated, but you can also grow them back if they're destroyed, and they're highly sensitive. And they glow, and they come out of your body like a luminous vapor. So all those are, you know, pros and cons. Overall, a really cool power. But it's more of a subtle sci-fi thing. Like, well, I say subtle. They're glowing gas hands at the end of your arm nubs. What I mean is, it's not a power gamer's fantasy. It's like a sci-fi concept that a creature would have no physical hands, but would have the psychic ability to manipulate things with virtual hands shaped from ectoplasm. It's not about power level. It's not like a crime-fighting ability. If you want that, you need to upgrade to the next power, extended ectoplasmic hands. Now we're really getting into some deep cuts from Radio Baby's crime-fighting arsenal. These things don't just have your normal reach. They reach 6 feet out. They can move through solid objects. So unlike the little ectoplasm tendril from standard Heroes Unlimited psionics, that gets tangled on people's coats. And, you know, if there's like a little kid in the room, you could accidentally get it tangled in their hair. And then you got to go have an awkward conversation with their mom and pull all your extruded vapor out of the kid's hair. None of that shit here. Ectoplasmic hands can absolutely slap the shit out of you, but they can also pass through objects. Quote, this means the character can feel around inside closed boxes, reach into lock mechanisms, and trace the circuitry under the surface of a device. How cool is that? For the record, for one sentence of cool character options, like, none of it is super powerful. None of it is, you know, you're a psychic vampire who can do 70 hit points of damage every turn, blah, blah, blah. It's not that. It's just cool. I'm a psychic who can create a luminous vapor hand that comes out of my body and can reach inside of a locked box, inside of a lock to unlock it from inside, from the mechanism, or run my fingers over the circuitry inside of an electrical object. So fucking rad. This, of course, gives you a plus 20% bonus to pick locks or repair electronics, which is great. A nice big chunky bonus, and appropriately so. Also, by the way, if feeling around inside closed boxes doesn't excite you as much as it excites me, you can also reach through the armor and flesh of another person. This gives you a plus 20% to medical skills because you can just reach right into people and fix their organs directly with your psychic hand. Or if you are a destroyer by nature and not a healer, you can reach into people's bodies and just squeeze and punch their organs. These things do damage direct to hit points, firmly establishing the hierarchy of badassness in Palladium characters. You would think boxers would be number one, but no matter how hard you train, no matter how hard you box, a radio baby who can reach directly through your abs and punch your bare kidneys, that baby outranks you. Radio baby number one. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. I know we all took boxing, we're all invested in this, but it turns out radio babies are cooler than boxers. So yeah, you do direct hit points of damage in psychic fisticuffs, which is wonderful because you're like a little smooth floating chub loaf. Nobody thinks you're a threat. Then all of a sudden, out of the sides of the chub loaf come glowing psychic arms, and they stretch out 6 feet like Dalsim and literally punch you directly in the heart. Not your chest where your heart is, but directly in the heart. Punch, punch, punch in the heart. Direct damage to hit points. You're going down. Nobody fuck with this chub loaf, but you deserve it. That's the thing. If you've been messing with the floating chub loaf, because you thought you could get away with it, right? You were looking at the mutant tiger and the mutant bear and the mutant dinosaur, and you thought, I know what I'll do. I'll wait until those guys are distracted, and I'll go throw my weight around. I'll go lean on this little androgynous marshmallow baby. Well, you thought wrong. And now you're going to pay for it in organ meat. You might not even be able to run away. It says, should the victim of the attack go beyond the 6-foot range, he is safe. But hiding behind a door or fence may not be sufficient. The attacking psionic can move the hands through the locked door to feel for the character and attack again. This is like a horror movie now. You messed with the wrong chub loaf. Now you're running down the hallway. You lock yourself in the broom closet. And now here comes, just imagine it, here comes this glowing gaseous hand through the broom closet door, and Chub Loaf still can't see inside, but he's feeling around, he's feeling the brooms, he's feeling the mop bucket, he's feeling the cleaning supplies, big glowing fingers, and you've got your back pressed against the back of the broom closet, and you're like, oh god, oh god, oh god, I can't take another punch to the heart, let him pass me by. But then, horrifyingly, one finger finds your chest, and then it snaps up into a knife hand. 1-inch punch directly into your heart. You're dead in a broom closet the way you deserve. Chub baby triumphant. God, I love transdimensional Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It goes without saying that these ectoplasm powers are the most wonderful thing on this page. I can't say enough about the loving care that went into the bonkers shit in this game. I thought I loved Radio Baby before, but I've fallen in love all over again. Join me next time as we actually discuss an actual page of Heroes Unlimited due to the appearance of some new and very mysterious equipment on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. The transdimensional TMNT theme, used under a Creative Commons license, is Acapulco 2000 by Jack Fetterman and the In Hi-Fi Music Direction, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.